The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Damage report.
Oh. Main power is out. Life support. Weapons. Near every system on the ship is out, Captain. Somehow we landed upright, but we took quite a tumble. Ah, I feel that tumble. The scan also indicates we're the only survivors, Captain. Captain Jalea, I think you should take a look at this.
What is it, Yarrow?
It's the prisoner, the doctor. I think he may still be alive.
Well?
I'm getting a pulse, ma'am, and he does seem to be breathing. It's all very faint, but he's certainly still with us. No idea why the computer scanner indicated he was dead. I suppose it could be faulty, but still, it's puzzling. Just let me turn him over and have a closer look.
What's going on? Why is his skin glowing like that? It's a bright golden color.
I've never seen anything like it.
What the shuck is happening now?
I have no idea, but he seems to be changing. Yes, his face is morphing into... It's like he's becoming someone else. I don't understand, Captain.
I think I do, Sergeant. I've heard of this. The Doctor is a Time Lord. I've heard rumors that they can cheat death. This must be how they do it.
Cheat death?
Yes, they can actually turn back death by rejuvenating their bodies. I never dreamed it could be for real, but I think we're watching it happen right now. Welcome back, Doctor.
Oh! Where am I? And as a matter of pure interest, who am I? And furthermore, who might you be?
Don't you remember me, Doctor?
Gray? No, wait. That's not right. Surely not Zodin. Too young. And, Jalea. Captain Jalea. As I live and breathe.
Doctor Who, Parasite of the Daleks, Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
So it's true. You're a Time Lord and you can cheat death. If you weren't so... How can I put this?
Now, be kind. I mean, beggars can't be choosers, you know. Still, it can't be that bad. Can it?
Well, if you didn't look so old, I'd probably kiss you right now, Doctor. You are going to make me a very rich woman, you know.
Oh? And how am I to do that? Oh, I get it. You think you found the Fountain of Youth, and that if you learn the secrets of Time Lord regeneration, that you can sell it to the highest bidder.
Or bidders, yes. The only problem is the whole Fountain of Youth idea. It's hardly that. I mean, look at you. You're at least 15, 20 years older than your previous incarnation. Still, you did beat death.
Yes, perhaps. Well, but you're wrong, you know. Now, don't look at me like that. I beat death, yes, but do you imagine the Time Lords haven't thought of that? They've made provision for such exploitation, you know.
Oh, really, Doctor?
Yes. And now, if you've even breathed the word of it on the galactic black market, the Time Lords would see to it that you cease to exist. We don't share our secrets, not with anyone, not for money, not for any reason. And if you think you're ruthless, you've never met the Time Lords.
Okay. Assuming you're telling me the truth, give me one good reason why I shouldn't just open fire on you again. And again. And again. Until you really are dead. Because I'm sure there's a limit to how many times you can do that cheap death thing. You're not worth much to me alive if I can't utilize your ability.
Perhaps I'm worth more than you imagine, eh? Perhaps I know where a fortune can be found, eh? Think about it.
Are you serious? Or are you simply playing for time? Or hoping I'm stupid enough to fall for anything you say?
I do have my secrets, you know, Talia. I do know some pretty rich and influential people in this part of the cosmos. I have friends in rather high places, and that is no bluff, I can assure you.
Is that so? Then perhaps we can do business after all, Doctor.
Oh, certainly. But I rather suspect we have to get out of our current predicament first. We've crashed onto a strange planet, I gather. Otherwise, I'd still be more than a shadow of my former self, eh?
You're quite correct, Doctor. Can you do anything about our predicament?
Perhaps. Shall we go and have a look around outside? I need to get my bearings.
Was a hellish landing.
At least we walked away from it alive. That in itself is a miracle.
Well, we're the only ones able to walk away from it.
Now you just wait a minute. Captain Tread made it as well. He may be hurt and unconscious, but he is still alive.
Barely alive. Well, what now, Lieutenant Ty? You seem to have all the answers.
We've got to get our bearings, Sergeant.
Wake up, Ty. Face reality once in a while. You may as well say we're finished.
I'm not quite ready to give up just yet. I'm not the pessimist that you are.
Pessimist? Huh, I'm a realist. You're just delusional. Besides, we're in the middle of nowhere. This planet wasn't even on the star charts. We're finished, I tell you. How would a rescue ship even know where to look?
Do you always give up so easily, Lan? We need to pull ourselves together and assess the situation.
Assess the situation? Huh, look around you, girl. Your beloved captain is as good as dead. We're on an uncharted planet in the middle of nowhere. Our shuttle is damaged beyond repair. Our mothership has crashed and burned. And now it's all down to us surviving on this unknown planet. So don't try any of your positive attitude, Drek, with me. We're stuck in case you hadn't figured it out.
So it's your solution, Lon. Sit here and wait to die?
No, my solution... What the crash was that?
I thought I saw something move through the tree line.
What kind of something?
I'm not sure, but I think there's something alive out there.
I know you're out there. Come out and show yourself.
Shh, keep it down. Are you Vox?
No, I'm not frightened either, if that's what you think.
What are you doing? Don't be a fool, Lan. Tossing rocks and taunting whatever is out there could be a dangerous move.
I'm not afraid of anything. There, did you see that?
Yes, and it didn't look friendly.
Well, I'm not here to make friends. Come out, whoever you are. Don't be such a coward. Show yourself.
Lan, no!
There you are. I see you. And you're mine.
Lan, you're a fool. Get back here.
Hold it, whoever you are. I'm not finished with you. Wait. No. It can't be. No. No!
No, Lan. Oh, no.
What the sheck happened to us anyway? It was like we were dragged down to this planet. Like we simply lost power and were brought down with force.
You could be right on the money with that assessment, Julia. I think we were indeed dragged down. But by some sort of, energy field.
Nonsense, Doctor. Who could have such power?
Oh, some do.
I don't believe it.
You really are a stubborn young woman, you know. So, how do you explain it then,
I can't. All I know is we're in the middle of nowhere. This planet isn't even on the charts.
That's very strange, don't you think? I mean, considering it was the Time Lords who charted this segment of space, it's rather odd that this particular planet escaped their attention.
You do prattle on sometimes, Doctor.
So I've been told, but... I'm still making sense, and you know it. Besides, you asked me if I could help. I'm simply availing you of my vast expertise.
You know, you got on my nerves before you changed. I think this new you is going to irritate me even more.
Delighted to hear it. You know, this has to be a very special planet indeed. If it's not even known to the Time Lords...
I get your point. Whatever it is, we're stuck here for the moment. So what's our next move?
I'll tell you what our next move should be. Finding the source of whatever energy wave brought us down to the surface.
You just think you have all the answers, don't you, Doctor?
Invariably. But if you have a better plan, Julia, I'd be happy to hear it.
You know I don't.
Then I suppose you'll just have to take whatever advice I give you, eh?
Just don't get too full of yourself, Doctor. You may be worth a lot of money to me. That is, if we ever make it to wherever your friends have gone. But that doesn't mean I don't have my limits. Push me too far and I might just kill you on the spot. Now, since you're the one with all the ideas, where do we begin?
Oh, very well, then. I suggest we split up and start making a search of the surrounding area. There's got to be a settlement or some machinery at the very least nearby.
That sounds reasonable. All right. Sergeant Yero, you go in search to the south. The doctor and I will head north. And keep a sharp eye out, Sergeant. We don't know what might be lurking out there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. We'll meet back here in a couple of hours to compare notes. Don't be late, Yero.
As you say, Captain.
This is useless. We've been walking around these woods for nearly an hour and we've found nothing.
Hang on a minute. I think you may have spoken too soon.
What are you going on about, Doctor?
Look! Over there! It's a spacecraft!
Or what's left of one.
It's worth checking out after all. What have we got to lose?
Fine. After you.
Ow!
What is it now?
Some kind of thorn. It's drawn a bit of blood. But nothing major. I just be careful of this underbrush if I were you.
Some of us are made of sterner stuff, Doctor. Now shall we check out this fallen spacecraft, or do you need a wet nurse?
I'll just pop inside and have a quick look round.
Make it very quick.
Aye, aye, Captain Jalea.
Doctor? Doctor! Come out of there now! You've had enough time to have your look around.
Getting impatient again, are we?
What did you find? Nothing, right?
Not much, but I did learn something. This ship may have been abandoned, but not so long ago. In fact, I'd wager that whoever owns this shuttle is still nearby. I found several systems still running, so they haven't been gone long.
How does that help us?
It just means we need to continue searching this area. We're bound to find whoever crashed down in this shuttle sooner or later.
That's reasonable enough, I suppose.
Good. I'm glad you're giving in to logic for a change. I suggest we search over that way. I'm sure I can just make out some footprints heading off through the forest over there.
All right, fine. I'll humor you for a while. Lead on, Doctor.
Oh, how generous of you. Come along.
Hey, who's there? Look, come out of there or I'll open fire.
Who are you?
Sergeant Ban Yero of the mercenary ship Black Star. You can relax, I won't hurt you.
I've heard that before, you know, but rather hard to believe when somebody's waving a gun around.
Look, I swear I won't hurt you. I just want to know who you are and how you got here.
Well, at least you're not a great howling beast.
Why? Have you seen something like that?
Yes, and it chased me through the jungle. I was lucky to give it the slip. I've been hiding here for a while now.
Lucky for you, this beast gave up, huh? And lucky I came along when I did. What is your designation?
My what?
Your name. What are you called?
Oh, my name is Ty. I'm a navigator on a freighter called the Clandestine. Or at least I was. It crashed. Total power loss. So we tried to use our space shuttle to escape. And then the space shuttle lost power, too. So we crash-landed here on this planet. Several hours ago now. I suppose we were lucky. The clandestine was utterly destroyed on impact.
Yeah, you were pretty lucky, all right. Is your shuttle still intact? I mean, will it fly again?
You mean, can it get us off this planet?
That's generally what I was getting at, yes.
Well, it's in one piece, more or less. But whatever force pulled us down here won't allow us to take off again.
What was that?
Oh god, it could be that awful creature again. Quick, we need to hide.
Oh, Sheck, it sounds hungry.
Hungry, perhaps. But I've seen what it can do. It could tear us apart. Now come on, we have got to get out of here.
No need to tell me twice. I'm right behind you.
Quick, Jalea! Over here!
It's a small animal of some kind.
The poor little thing has been utterly ripped apart.
We're just following a blood trail. What are we up against? What sort of creature could rip through flesh and bone like... paper?
I can't be sure, but whatever it is, it's close.
That thing is practically on top of us. What do we do now, Doctor? I've made it back to the ship. No sign of the doctor, though.
Captain Jalea.
Sergeant Yarrow, it's you.
Yes, I made it back alive, Captain. I'm relieved to see you have too. What's happened to the doctor?
We were being chased by one of those creatures. We got separated. I've no idea what may have happened to him. Who is this?
My name is Ty.
I found her back there in the jungle, Captain.
You must be one of the survivors from the shuttle we found.
Yes. I was forced to flee from the area when one of those creatures came calling. I had to leave my captain behind. He was injured pretty badly. I don't suppose you know what happened to him?
No. There was no sign of any other survivors at your shuttle. The doctor and I were searching for someone when one of those creatures came at us. As I said, we were separated. I managed to give the creature the slip. Literally.
The slip?
It fell over a cliff. Hopefully to its death with any luck. Look, we'd best get inside the ship, just to be on the safe side.
How odd. Can it be? It is! It's a lab! Oh, I knew there had to be something fascinating in there.
Can I be of some assistance?
What? You nearly scared the life out of me, sneaking up behind me like that.
Did I? Oh, I apologize. I suppose you didn't mean to startle anyone by being where you shouldn't be, eh, old man?
Old man? I've never met anyone so rude in all of my lives.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
Well, I suppose that's all right then. Anyway, I'm not trespassing, you know. I didn't know anyone would be here. Nor did I expect to find all this.
All this? Oh, you mean the laboratory. I see. Yes, quite. It must have been a surprise when you consider that there's nothing but jungle for miles around. Come alone, have you?
Eh? What? Oh, yes indeed. My ship crash-landed out there in a clearing beyond the woodland.
I see. And how many were there in your crew?
Oh, only a few.
Evasive.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering what to do with you. I suppose you can't leave. Your ship has been disabled?
Oh, yes. I thought you might know something about that.
I'm not from this planet.
I suspected as much. Then may I ask where you are from?
A good distance away. I doubt you'd have heard of the system.
I wouldn't be so sure. I know most of the systems around these parts, like the back of my hand.
Indeed? How interesting. Are you perhaps scientifically adept? Or perhaps at least a decent engineer?
Decent. Very decent in both areas.
Excellent. I could use a new assistant. I recently lost my old one. Careless fool.
I'm terribly sorry to hear it. Oh, accident of some sort in the lab, was it?
You could say that, yes.
Well, perhaps you could tell me a bit about what you're doing here. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, forgive me. I am Professor Cornelius Drow. And you are?
Oh, just call me John. John Smith.
Oh, how interesting. An unusual name. John Smith.
I believe you are about to tell me something of the work you're doing here.
Was I? Oh, yes. I was, wasn't I? Much of it is secret, but much of it is to help the, natives, yes, of this planet. There's really not much here. The natives are quite primitive, if potentially useful.
Useful?
Indeed they are, potentially, as I said. Which is why they deserve the help I am here to provide. Of course.
Oh, of course. And in what way can you help them?
Well, that's easy, old man. They are an inferior race. Their frail bodies aren't good for much. So we are here to improve them.
We?
Oh, my patrons and I.
Look, I'm sure I've taken up far too much of your valuable time. I should leave you to get on with your, important work.
But we're having such a fascinating conversation. John?
Well, be that as it may, I really should be getting back. Thanks for the info and all. Toodle-pip. Hello. What's going on here?
Oh, please. Please.
It's all right, old chap. I'm here to help. Perhaps it's best not to try and speak, eh?
Who are you?
I'm a friend. You seem to be in a bit of a fix. You're chained to the wall somehow. Let me try to loosen your restraints.
It's no use. They'll never set me free. You should save yourself before it's too late.
Steady on now, please. Calm down and tell me your name.
Captain Tarkus Tread. Or just plain Tread.
Right. Tread it is. Just a moment, I'll have you out of this in a jiffy, Captain Tread.
Too late for me. They'll be back soon. I know. They're gonna kill me. Save yourself. Terrible monsters, you must get away.
Monsters, yes. I know about monsters, all right. I really need to find a friend of mine. Well, I'd say friend, but I'm not sure she sees it that way. Anyway, she was being chased by one of these monsters the last time I saw her. I do hope she's all right.
But there's more than one type of monster on this planet. One is a beast. The others, terrible. Machines.
Hey? What was that you said? Machines? But that sounds rather like... No. It can't be. Or could it? You must tell me more about these machines.
Frightening, destructive, metal monsters.
Oh, dear. Not them, not here. It just can't be.
Halt! Stay where you are. Do not move.
Oh, no. I spoke too soon. It is you. Daleks!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Parasite of the Daleks, Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea, James B. Quick as Sergeant Yarrow, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Dave Weaver as Lan, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Ty, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Professor Drow, Joel Nisbet as Captain Tread, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dalek Number 1. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Patty Leitch, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor and co-producer was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Similarly, no attempt has been made to supersede or infringe upon any copyright associated with the Daleks, which remain the intellectual property of the Terry Nation Estate and the British Broadcasting Corporation, respectfully. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for part 2 of Parasite of the Daleks, coming your way very soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. The story, Parasite of the Daleks, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2014, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. What we do for you, our fans. So please help us to keep the audio goodness coming, won't you? Visit our website at dreamrealmsite.com and find our donation page and be sure to hit that donate button. It's through PayPal, so it's as easy as hitting a robot on the head. No donation is too small. Thanks, fans, for your support.